Daf Kuf Yud Tesh Amud Aleph on the first long line. Omer of Kana Mishom Rabbi Yishmael Bar Rabbi Yosi by the Priv Lam Natseach Mizmor LaDavid. Lam Minatseach is Mashba, the one who causes others to be Minatseach him. He gives Nitzachon. Am Minatseach Acherim. The ability to overcome, to win. So that's Mzamru L'Misha Notzchimot Ovesameach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy when you win out against him. Where do we see that? Borei Shalok Midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midat Basar Vadam. Midat Basar Vadam Menatzchim Oto Ve'atzuf. The person feels bad when he loses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Notzchim Oto and he's happy. Shinema Vayom El Hashmidem, he wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu came and stopped him. And we call him Moshe Bichiro Amad Beperetz Lefanav. So obviously he's very happy that Moshe stopped. Omer Kana Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi Omer Rabbi Yishmael Ben Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yir Nisiyah Maidechtiv V'yidei Adam Mitachat Kanfehem. It says in the Maaseh Merkava that there was a human hand extending underneath the wings of the Chayot. And it doesn't say Yidei, it's written Yido Yadoktiv. This is a reference to Yado Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shefrusa Tachat Kanfei HaChayot Kedei Lekabel Baalei Teshuvah Mipnei Midat Adin. Since the Midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are expressed in the Merkava, and the wings of the Chayot would have prevented Tshuva from being Eilah, because it would always be the Kitrug of Midat Adin, so within the Merkava there was an extension, Kvayachol, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personal hand to go and to outrule the Midot to be Makabel Baalei Teshuvah. Om Rav Yudah Mishmo Kol Kesef Vizav Shabu Olam Yosef Lakto Vebiyo LeMitzrayim. Starting now with the Parnosa again, the money. We know money was a very big issue in Mitzrayim. So we started yesterday discussing the question of Parnosa Bichlal and how it relates to Golos and Gula from Gan Eden and in Mitzrayim. But we know that the Rechush Gadol was a fundamental part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Somehow or other, you got to make money out of this deal. So this, you know, pretty classical Jewish point of view. Exactly, it was Maaseh Avot, Siman Rabbanim, he came out, Rechush Rav. So it's clearly part of the whole thing. And here's the history of it. Yosef went down, and during the period in which he was in charge, he collected all of the money in the world, brought it down to Mitzrayim. Shema vayelaket Yosef et kol hakesef ha-nimtza. Emi yela sheberetz Mitzrayim v'sheberetz kinah. The only reference that we find in the Torah b'Firush is that the people all over Eretz Mitzrayim came and the people from Eretz Kinan came. Well, how about the rest of the world? B'shar ha-ratzot minayim, Talmud omar v'chol ha-aretz bo Mitzrayima, and that includes the rest of the world. Kisha alu Yisroel mi-Mitzrayim, alu imahem. When Klal Yisroel left Mitzrayim, they took that money with them. Shinema v'yinatzlu et Mitzrayim. V'yinatzlu has a double meaning. The nun, the lamed and the dalet is often mitchalef, so that we can read Vayanatzlu Vayanatzdu at Mitzrayim. So indeed, one way of reading it is, says Rabbi Asi, Asu'ua kimitsuda she'in badagan. What they did is they turned it basically into a trap where you usually put a little bit in to trap the bird, and then the bird gets the food. Well, that's exactly what happened. The bird got the food, except that the bird escaped. So this is what happened to Klal Yisrael. So having escaped from the trap, you leave it empty. There's nothing left in the trap. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no. Kimitzula vayinatzlu is a lashon of mitzulot. The mitzulot are the deepest depths of the sea in which there's nothing left for fish. Therefore, fish, they live on the higher areas of the sea. So kimitzula she'in badagim. V'haya munach. It's actually, there's a very beautiful pshat by the Ishbitzer, these two Lashonos, that the Dagan, Mitzuda, is the Kiyum of life, whereas the Mitzula is the original source of life, because evolution begins in the ocean, in the sea. That's why you find the original Yishutzu is the mind. It should be Yishutzu. Only later do we find life developing. So according to one shot, it's talking about Yisrael taking the roots of the earliest development of life, not the kiyum of life, but the very shorish of life. The other one is referring to taking the ongoing kiyum of life, which is the dagan. So both elements are merubas in the pasuk. Now, they walked out with all of this, and they kept that money until the days of Rechavam. There was no attack on Yisrael that successfully got that cash. Until Rechavam's time, when there was the invasion of Shishak Melech Mitzrayim, who took it from Rechavam, Shemer Vayibish Anach HaMishit, LeMelech Rechavam, Allah Shishak Melech Mitzrayim, HaYerushalayim, Vayikak Et Otzrot Bet Hashem, Bet Otzrot Bet HaMelech. So that was the tragedy of the breakup of the Malchut, and indeed, Shishak was able to get away, take that back to Mitzrayim. Then comes along Zerach Melech Kush, and he warred against Shishak, and he got it. Asa won in the war against Zerach Melech Kush, except that then he had to send all of that money to Hadad Rimon ben Tavrimon as tribute. Bnei Amon, who fought Hadad Rimon ben Tavrimon, took it from him. But then Yehoshaphat, who won the war against Bnei Amon, brought it back to Yisrael. Vayamunach ad Achaz. Ksancheref came, got all the money away from Achaz, but then in his war against Chizkiyoh, left everything in the camp, came along Chizkiyoh and took it from Sancheref. And it stayed there in Yerushalayim until the days of Tzidkiyoh. The Bavlim came, Bo Kastim, and they got it from Tzidkiyoh. The Parsim came and took it away from the Kastim. Came along the Greeks and got it from the Persians. Came along now the Romans and got it from the Greeks. Vadayin Munach Baromi, and that's where it still is.
Something in the U.S. Treasury at this point, you know.
Exactly.
This sounds like Swiss bank transfer.
Omer Kama Bar Chanina. Shalosh Matmoniot Yitmin Yosef Mitzrayim. There were actually three different treasure areas that Yosef hid in Mitzrayim. One of them was Nitgala Lekorach, and he made off with it. One of them was Nitgalet Antoninus Ben Asfirius, who was Rebbe's friend. And one of them remains hidden there for Tzadikim Latid Lavo. When the Pasuk refers to Osher, Shamulaba, Lavlara, To, some people are rich only to be destroyed by their riches. Omer Rebbe Shimon Ben Lakish, that refers to Korach. And we know it says by Korach, he was swallowed with kol ha-yakum asher barag lehem. What was the yakum? Omer Abalaz, zeh mamono shel adam, shema'amido al raglav. What sets a person up on his feet? His money. That's the yakum asher barag lehem. That's why we call loss of money, bankruptcy is called in Hebrew, pshitat regel. That's right, you lose your feet. Omer Abalaz, masui sholosh meot pirdot levanot, ayu maftechot bet knazav shel Korach. Korach was so rich, it took 300 mules to carry the keys to his storage rooms. And don't think that his keys were heavy steel. They were specially made out of very light titanium, actually leather. Kulak lidav eklipe the gilda to keep them light, because he wouldn't have more than 300, you know, it's hard to carry around. Nonetheless, it required 300.
The money wasn't enough. He wanted the power too.
Why?
His keys get in the revolt against.
On the contrary, the money brought him to the desire for it. Omer Shubarach Meni Omer Yonah. Getting back to the hollow.
Okay.
Odecha ki anitani. The Odecha ki anitani was David's response to the amazing fact that all of a sudden he is recognized, he's the one nobody even remembered existed, you know. Shmuel comes and says, I'm here to make the king. They don't even bring out, after all the other kids are no good. He says, you sure you don't have another son? Oh, yeah, actually I do have another son somewhere. So, therefore, David says, David must be the one who said, Otcha ken itani. Even Muasu Habonim, I tell Rosh Pinah, Yishai was amazed by this. This was the guy that everybody thought was nobody. He turns out to be the Rosh Pinah. Me'et Hashem Hayetazot Amru Echav. The other brothers, what could they say? No. Rabbi Shlomo chose, what do you want? Zeh Yom Asah Hashem, Amar Shmuel, who could foresee that from this would come the ultimate Yom of Mashiach. Ona Hashem Oshiyana Amru Echav. Boy, this guy's going to be on top. God help us. Ona Hashem Hatzlichana Amar David. Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem Amar Yishai. Berach Luchem Beit Hashem Amar Shmuel, who foresaw the beginning of the bite. Kel Hashem V'yar Lanu Amru Kulam. Yisru Chag B'Avotim Amar Shmuel, to make a simcha for the fact that this had taken place. Eli Atava Odeka Amar David. Elokai Arom Emeka Amru Kulam. Tzan Hatam Makom Shenag. By the way, this is the reason, say the Magen Avraham brings this, that we split Ana Hashem Oshiyana from Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Normally, you're not allowed to split a pasuk into two parts unless you're teaching it to Tinokot. So then you're allowed to stop. How do we have a tefillah that says half of a pasuk? Because since it was said by two different people, lechatchila, so therefore it's two separate mamors, even though it's the same pasuk. You'd never think that it's a Gela Halacha, this piece of Gemara. It's not hot. We had back in Brachot. There are places that have a minhag that the entire Hallel they say over in a double lashon. They repeat each pasuk. The reason that this is done is because we find indeed that entire perek is doubled. It keeps repeating itself. Tov lachasod b'Hashem, Tov lachasod b'Hashem. And the Va'ili Yeshua, coming of Yeshua. Yimin Hashem, Yimin Hashem, and so on and so forth. So since the psukim repeat themselves, so there was a minhag to repeat indeed all of the halal in a Lashon Tfilut. There are places where we're only poshet. We say it just once. If that's the minhag you've shown. Levarech hakarav, places where you say a bracha after the halal, yevarech hakol kimin hag hamedina. Amar Abaye, that's only laacharav. That may be dependent in mina. Aval lefanav mitzvah levarech is, since there's a chiyuv to say halal, you have to make a bracha. Dom Rav Yirah Meshmuel, kol hamitzvot nevarech aleihem over laasiyatam. We always make firkot hamitzvot before doing them. My mashmudai over lishadagdumehu. How do we know that over means before? We've had this so many times. Omer v'nachu by Yitzchak, dichtiva yorat zachimat derech hakikar v'ya'avor et hakushi. Abai omer mihocha v'hu avar lifnehem. Ikidam mihocha v'ya'avor malkam lifnehem. Hashem b'rosha. Now Tanya, Rebbe kofel badvorim. Rebbe said some things double, not the whole thing. So in other words, he would start Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem and say it twice, the way we do. Rebbe Elazar ben Parta Mosif Badvarim. Rebbe Elazar ben Parta would add. What do you mean add? Mama, how can you add? Amar Abaye, no. Mosif Lichpo. He would add more things to double over and above Rebbe. Rebbe would only start from Baruch Abba. He started from Odcha, which is what we do. We start doubling it from the pasuk of Odcha Hashem Yanitam. Dorash Rav Avira, sometimes he said the name of Rav Ami, sometimes he said the name of Rav Asi. Mai dechtiv vayigdal hayeled vayigamav. What is the stress on Yitzchak Avinu that there's something about vayigamal, and then it says vayas Avram Mishteh. This is a reference to the ultimate yigamal. Atira Kadosh Baruch Hu lasot sudal tzadikim v'yom shigamel chasto lezarosho Yitzchak. There's going to be a big seuda. Avram Avinu is a remez, after all, to the Midos Hashem. So the Zera Yitzchak, Klal Yisrael, which will mature one day and be ready to live on its own, there will be a great seuda on that day. And there'll be La'achar she'ochlim v'shotim, after they eat and they drink, he gives the kosher bracha to Avram Avinu. Now, Dima Avram Avinu kosher bracha levarach. So everybody appoints Avram Avinu as the Mavarach. He says, no, I can't take this. Any Mavarach. Shiatzami Menu Yishmal. I'm going to, a guy that everybody's looking at and saying, there's got to be Arab genes in there. No way I'm going to do it. So then they say to Yitzchak, okay, so you do the bracha. Amalem Eni Mavarach, Yatzimene Esav. Omelo Yaakov, you had all kosher children. Tolu Varech. Amalem, no, I can't. איני מבורך שנשאתי שתי אחיות בחייהן שעתידה תורה לאוסרן עליי. I married two sisters at the same time. אומר לו למשה, okay, so Moshe, you take it. אמר לו, this sounds like the type of service we have. Not me.
We don't have a good reason, sir.
Any mevar shelo zachiti likanes leEretz Yisrael, I was never zeicher to come to Eretz Yisrael. Lo bechayai velo b'moti, I wasn't even buried in Eretz Yisrael. Omer lo Yoshua, okay, Yoshua, you take it. Tolu varechem, no, I can't. Any mevar shelo zachiti leben, dechtiv Yoshua ben Nun. Then it says Nun beno, Yoshua beno, and it doesn't go on in Divrei Yom. Omer lo David, tolu varech. Omer lo, okay, ani avarech. As a matter of fact, that's a great idea. Lina Elavarech. Shinema Kos Yishuot Esa Uveshem Hashem Ekra. So when David HaMelech was saying that, he was referring indeed to the Kos Yishuot. This Gemara, by the way, is what the Ravid is referring to when he's upset with the Rambam's definition of his truth of Yimot HaMashiach. So, Amir Avolam Abba. So the Rambam says over there that it talks about the Suda, the Alam Haba. And it says that there's no achila v'shtiyah in Olam Haba, just tzadik v'yosh, and then the mizi v'shchina. It says the references in the pasuk of achila v'shtiyah is the reference to the havana v'kadosh baruch hu to say it. So the Ravid says in zeh asura in bo kosher baruch. This is what he was referring to. This is a kosher baruch on such a suda. Okay, there are others who answer it. The Koshal Bracha refers to Yain, that's for Shulchan Aruch, and Sheches Mevareches, which are levels of Chochma and Bina and Das.
But why does it have to be Biyom Shi Gamel Chasdo Zoram Shi Yitzchak?
Well,
what is that? That's not
like Ayin Lai Raasa. Aim up to your Nachra Pesach. Whoops.
Lipta Hari Kelishna.
She said. Ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikoma. We don't, maftirin means to get up and to leave. Right? It's a lashon ha-niftar mechaviro, how you pater mitoch divrei Torah. You're getting up to leave. So after we eat the korban pesach, we're getting up to leave, we don't do an afikoma. That's what we don't do. Now, I know it's bad news that the afikoman became what we do, but we're not allowed to have an afikoman. What in the world is an afikoman?
It's a
food. It's a food. That's
my afikoman. What is it that we are not allowed to do? On my rab, what it means is afikuman. Afikuman means get your kalim out of here. Afiku manaychu. So get your kalim from here. That means you do not, after finishing your Korban Pesach, move out to the living room to have a little bit of a nice dessert and a relaxed conversation.
Nightcap.
Even though you're not eating any other obviously, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach anywhere else because the Pesach has to be eaten only by Chabura Achas. But Lamaiser, we don't allow you to eat anywhere else, because we're afraid that if people know they're going to be going out to sit in the living room after the Suda, they'll take a piece of Korban Pesach with them. And then they'll be over on the Isser of the Mokom Echadi Achel. They're eating a Pesach. Chutz of the Mokom Chabura, which we'll see later, which is before, that you're not allowed to do that. So according to Rav, Shaloye Ekromi Chabura Lechabura means that there is no Isser of eating something after eating the Korban Pesach. So it's only Afiku, get out of here. That's the only part that's awesome. Shmuel says no. It means you're not allowed to eat, even where you are, any other food after completing the Korban Pesach. That's what it means. And therefore, the afikuman means bring out the yummies, not get your kalim out of here. So that would mean, let's say, I would say for me, kegon arduloi li, I like fried mushrooms. That would be what I would think is a good way to end this. Fried mushrooms. No mushrooms for me, or no guzlaya la'aba. When it comes to Rav, he always likes to have these soft duck, a little bit of duck afterwards. No duck for him. It's just Korban Pesach, no additional food. Reb Chanina bar Shila, Reb Yochanan says, we're referring to tamarim, klayot vegozim, even light fruit afterwards you can't eat. Tanya Kavosh, Reb Yochanan, Im Maftir Nachra Pesach, Gagon tamarim, klayot vegozim. Now, so far you'll notice, there's nobody who says that you're not allowed to eat after the closing piece of matzah that we strangely call the afikoman. Because as we're saying, the last thing we're going to eat is the matzah. But nobody says you can't eat anything after the matzah. The Mishnah said you only can't eat after the Pesach. It makes a great deal of sense. According to Rav, if it's only a question of the isser of eating in two mekaymas, that's an isser in the Pesach, not in the matzah.
So you can't eat matzah after Pesach, according to both?
No. According to Rav, only in a different place. There's no isser of eating another thing. But here now comes along Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel and says in New Chiddush, Eim Aftir Nachar Matzah Afikoman. When you eat your last piece of matzah, which we call the Afikoman, which is very confusing, since you're not allowed to eat an Afikoman, so you can't eat an Afikoman after the matzah. So Tanan, Eim Aftir Nachar Pesach Afikoman. It's mashma only the Pesach has this problem. Avolaliachra matzah maftiri? Lomi boy koma, no, I mean, lomi boy acha matzah, the lo nafish tamabok. The matzah can barely, I mean, how much taste does the matzah leave in your mouth an hour later? So I understand over there for sure, if you're going to start eating something, you have to eat matzah. You're not going to remember that you ate the matzah at all? That is, for sure you can't eat something else. But I might think liachra pesach. When someone has a Korban Pesach and the last thing in his meal he eats is the Korban Pesach, because it needs to be Nechal HaLasova. No, you eat a couple of dates afterwards, that's going to take out the taste of the Korban Pesach. You're going to be burping up Korban Pesach all night. So what's the problem? So over there, I might think that over there, Nafish Taime, Lo Matzi Vureva. It seems there's no way to get rid of the taste of the Pesach lesson, but we don't care if you eat something else afterwards. This is all Shmuel Lashitasa. That the problem is the question of taste, not the mokum of the achila. Kamash malan, therefore comes along the Mishnah to say that even from the Korban Pesach you can't eat, but afterwards. But I mean, kosher can, you can't eat after the matzah. Here is the famous Rashbam that seems to hold that the ikur chiyuv of achilas matzah is the afikoma, what we call the afikoma. Because he's explaining that the reason that you don't eat after, you don't eat an afikoman after the afikoman, that's what we call the afikoman, is because you're only being mevatel the time of the matzah of besofa seuda, which is coming to be a zecher for the Pesach that was eaten at the sofa seuda. Since the Pesach was eaten at the sofa seuda, that's why you should eat matzah now, because you'd be eating the matzah with the Pesach. Therefore, the ikar kavon of the achilas matzah alayla is the last matzah that you eat. All right, why do we make al achilas matzah the first matzah? Same svar that we said before. What, and after you ate more the whole night, now you should make the bracha up front. But lamaisa, the main mitzvah is the afikoman at the end, which of course means you'd have to be makram on the whole two kezeis, this is everything on the afikoman.
Oh boy. Then you got to have maror with it also. It's on matzahs and mororim.
But that's the
Rabbanan one. Zeka Lamikdash Kehillah. But the real one, we don't do that because Marv is Manas Zegna.
This is one for the list of things that aren't the Fi Seder in the city.
Okay. So therefore, you now add in the Mishnah Pesach, but Matzah is obvious. Neima Misayeli. Can we bring a riot in from the following? Asufganim, vadufshanim, vayiskretin, you know, the donuts and everything. You can have tons of donuts at the Seder. Just make sure you got a little matzah at the end. Adon nemale kresomen, uvovach yochal kezayit matzah ba'achrona. As long as you eat a gezayas of matzah after all your donuts, it's okay. Now, actually, sufganim refers indeed to soft
matzah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously not chometz. Dufshanim refers to teglach kind of thing, where you boil it, you fry it in honey. And iskritin is very soft dough that you boil in honey. So you're allowed to have plenty of that on Pesach. But you have to make sure you eat kezayit matzah b'achrona. So see for your b'achrona. Only as the very last thing that you eat. But you can't eat matzah first and then have something else afterwards when you have now your donuts after you eat the matzah. So you see b'rishona lo. So it's like, well, not necessarily. I mean, if you don't agree with Shmuel about the issur of eating an afikomen after the afikomen, so lomi baikomen, lomi bai b'rishona. Look, maybe saying the opposite. Of course you're going to be yotzei matzah if that's the first thing you eat, because then you're hungry. So you're eating matzah l'teavon. You might think to eat matzah after eating a whole meal? That's crazy. Maybe by the time you get around to the matzah after eating all of those delicious cupcakes you don't want to eat the donuts, the Dunkin' Donuts. So that's why you're beating the matzah chila gasa. So imalo, maybe you shouldn't wait until the end of the Suda to eat matzah. Kamashban, even at the end of the Suda. Maybe that's the pshat. I mean, you can't bring a riot from here to Shmuel.